What does humility have to do with prejudice? Spiritual cataract. In this article, I'll explain how the high Abami score, low humility, works, and how it manifests in real life. Like a spiritual cataract, prejudice on the basis of race, gender, nationality, social status, sexual orientation, or religious affiliation. And what concerned me most, against Jews. Not pretty. Sign of a spiritual cataract and low intelligence. This article is disturbing, or at least I hope so. So if you are a sissy, don't read it. And if you can't be bothered, don't read it. The other day I started to watch a Hungarian Holocaust movie, Son of Saul, and managed to watch a whole 23 minutes in 6 or 7 little installments. Very graphic, the most graphic movie I have ever attempted to watch. The main character is a Hungarian Jew, Saul, who is a Sonderkommando. Sonderkommandos are prisoners who, for performing tasks, were allowed to live somewhat longer than other prisoners in concentration camps by the Nazis. It's not the same as being a capo. Sonderkommandos had no authority, while capos did. What he was assigned to do, with other Sonderkommandos, was to herd the prisoners just arrived on cattle trains to the camp, straight to the showers where they were told that they were going to take a shower, were warned to remember where they left their clothes, and other BS. The showers were the gas chambers. After the new prisoners were all herded, naked into the showers, the doors were locked, and the murder gas was opened. A minute of screaming and a yelling, then silence. The people locked in were all dead. Then the valuables collected from the clothes, paperwork burned, and the naked bodies dragged into the crematorium via an elevator, and the floor scrubbed clear of the dead. One time a young boy, around 13, was found gasping for air, in the heap of all the dead. Our hero, Saul, decided that he would give this boy a proper Jewish burial. And supposedly that is what the rest of the movie is about. I don't know if I can watch it or not. So, this morning, I am sitting here pondering why he would want to do that, give a proper send-off to the boy, who, I forgot to say, was killed by a Nazi, manually, so he finally joined the dead. Yesterday I shared with my downstreet friend that I can see anti-Semitism rise, and I may have to leave the country if I want to live and work. I've seen that in my long life, and I don't want to see it again. Her response surprised me. She said, "If they dare to come to my house, I'll kill them." To her house. She is not Jewish. She said, "I am a good person. But I am going to kill them." Good person. All the millions of people who stand by while other people, different color or different persuasion or different religion are killed, annihilated, I am sure, all thinking they have thought through millennia that they were good people. This dude, Saul, in the movie, had to do the dirty work of the Nazis, and he did. But, I say, this is my personal opinion, I haven't even seen the whole movie, wanted to save his soul by doing what he thought he could, give one other person the kavod. The dignity of being put to rest as an individual. As a person. I don't expect anyone to come to my rescue when they come for me. Humanity has been trained for a long time to 1. Care only for themselves and their genes. 2. Be sheep. 3. Caring is only available at vibration 540, and the average vibration on the planet is 100 right now. The actor who played the role of Saul in the movie says, "Real hunger, starving, is when you start to look at other people as food." Shocking statement, but if you look around, the people who entice others, for example, to storm the Capitol, and it is just a visible part of the horror that is going on, those people are enticing a sense of starvation, where the other person shows up, looks like food. Fodder. Homo homini lupus est. Man is man's wolf, Latin. Homo sapiens don't care. Can't. Caring gets activated in the DNA at 540 vibration. Just above love. In the third phase activators, I recall, nothing really worked until the participants managed to activate humility. Humility is the reverse of the about me, the self-concern, that acts like a spiritual cataract, a cloudy or opaque area of your eye lens, so you can't see through it, so you fill it with your imagination. The bigger the cataract, the about me score, the less of reality, less of other people you can see, the less you can care. When, with the energy and diligent practice, you manage to reduce the size of the spiritual cataract, you'll be mortified to what degree you haven't cared, to what degree you haven't seen life, living things, things that can now matter to you. I understand, being blind and not seeing is ultimately a way to maintain positivity, which is dancing on the dead bodies and the graves of others, rejoicing that this time it wasn't you who was killed. They came first for the communists. And I didn't speak up. Because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews. And I didn't speak up. Because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionists. And I didn't speak up. Because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics. And I didn't speak up. Because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me. And by that time no one was left. To speak up for me. Tilda Martin Niemöller. History is repeating itself. It sneaks up on you, slowly, and innocently so you don't catch it, maybe even can't catch it. I first woke up when it was the Me Too movement, vilifying a segment of society. Then I woke up the second time when it was the Black Lives Matters vilifying another segment. By then the country was already fully divided to Trumpists and non-Trumpists. I am lucky, I have two friends and two teachers who are Trumpists. They have this huge cataract in their eyes, clouded with opaque proteins, beliefs, so 91% of reality is invisible. All they can see is the stuff that matches Trump's and his supporters' public agenda. Not the real agenda, mind you, that is invisible, meaning it is hidden. Covered up with rhetoric. Hitler was also a good orator, despite his spitting when he talked. The 21st century equivalent of the Nazi Party is already formed, albeit it is small. For now. I was 9 years old when the 1956 uprising, or whatever you want to call it, happened in Hungary. The instigators stormed the jails and let out the prisoners. Armed them. Then they stormed the Hungarian radio building. And shortly after that they started to kill people. Jews, of course. They stopped men and boys in the street and pulled their pants down. If they were circumcised they hung them, alive still, from lampposts from their feet. They didn't live long enough. Seeing those pictures in the dusty attics of our house later the next summer was a defining moment in my life. My brothers weren't as inquisitive as I was. Seeing those pictures made me really a Jew. Made me start putting out like a Jew. There was no way I was going to be less than a Jew. Why do so many people hate Jews? My opinion. Later I realized that one of the reasons people hate Jews and believe all the things they, the insiders, say about them, say about us, is because Jews are harder working, more educated, more thinking, more discerning, because that is the culture. The culture of Jews. Jewish children are encouraged to think, to have their own take on things, read and discuss. It's not the genes, it is the habits that create who you are. Both my parents were Holocaust survivors, consequently none of the three children got biblical names, and neither of my brothers is circumcised. We didn't eat kosher, we didn't light Shabbat candles, we didn't observe anything. And yet we were Jews through and through. Reading, discussing, learning. Languages. Music. Professions. But being hated is not pleasant. Even if you are not a Jew, if you try to be smarter than others, you'll be hated. Because people want to be left alone in their ignorance, in their non-thinking bliss, and you are bothering them. Okay, back to what the humility capacity awakened can do for you. You can start seeing the world as it is. See yourself as you are, and have a choice about caring or not caring, even without having your vibration at 540 or above. Don't want a choice? Don't want to see? I get it. But please know, consciousness sees. The spirit suffers in you. The soul makes you miserable until you become all you can become. That is a job of the soul. So if you are comfortable but miserable, now you know why. I fully expect 90% of my readers to unsubscribe from my mailing list. If that is you, nothing wrong, please do so. Just remember, you are on more than one list. So if you still get emails, just diligently unsubscribe until you are wiped from all my lists. How many lists? Really only two. 1. Healthy beliefs, eliminate unhealthy beliefs. 2. Purposeful action, stop actions that lead to nothing. 3. Forgiving, forgiveness, unforgiveness keeps you stuck. 4. Peace, peaceful, peace of mind, stop worrying. 5. Humility. 6-7. Self-control 1 and 2. 8. Goodness. 9. Patience. 10. kindness. 11. Trust. 12. Love. If you buy the Humility Activator or all 12 before tonight, Tuesday, January 19th, midnight, you can use the coupon code COMPACT and get 30% off. Choose what you want. Go to https://revibration.thrivecart.com/third phase activators/